It's Arthur Godfrey time. Time with all the little Godfreys, Jeanette Davis, Frank Saunders, the Mariners, Archie Blyer, and his orchestra, and Arthur's special guest. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur Godfrey.
Thank you, Tony Marvin. You make me sound so important. Thank you. And hello, everybody, and a special hello to the folk in Selma, Alabama. WGWC. WGWC. Hey, those are nice call letters to fool around with, huh?
This is WGWC, Selma.
It turns the network today, and we are powerful glad to have you all with us. We show no far. We show no far. And just to show you how versatile we are, we jump forthwith from Selma to a classroom at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. Ralph Bewley, a guest lecturer out there, suggests that in the future, policemen must have pleasing personalities. That's a help. That would be a good thing. Of course, some of them have. In fact, I think most of them have. But every now and then, I bump into one with a personality like a bag of wet mice, if you know what I mean. You know how they do it. Pull over there. What's that big idea? Where's the fire? Leave me see your permit. So you murmur under your breath, the big bum can't read it anyway. But they want to change all that. No more raucous whistles blowing in your ear when you pass a red light. They'll slow you down with a Pepsi Cola jingle. They're going to play it on a portable zither. And they're going to walk up and say, "Sorry, old man, sorry, I hate to have to do this, but you passed a red light." Then he flashes his Colgate smile, you know, and like a radio announcer interviewing a woman on the make for a free icebox on John Reed King's program. Shall we have a peek, says the cop. Shall we have a peek at the license and the owner's card? Regulations, you know. I hate to trouble you. Ah, me. Cops with a personality. Charming strong arm squad. Bulls with finesse. Flatfoots resplendent in their Adler elevated shoes. Before we all get pinched by a charming cop for impersonating a radio program, I think Jeanette ought to sing us a little song, don't you? Jeanette Davis, who keeps coming back like a song.
You keep coming back like a song. A song that keeps saying, "Remember the sweet used to be that was once you and me." Keeps coming back like an old. Remember from out of the past. your cotton things belong. You keep coming back like a song.
Jeanette, you must have had your shredded wheat this morning. You really put some oomph in that one. That's good. Say, Earl Wilson told me last night over in Toots about Harry Hirschfield's remark to the waiter at banquets. When the waiter approaches Hirschfield, Harry always says, "What can you give me that'll induce heartburn immediately instead of at 2 o'clock in the morning?" Earl Wilson, he's the saloon editor of the New York Post. He says that the Studebaker is... you know these new Studebakers? Have you seen the new 46 Studebakers? Well, Earl Wilson says that they're built glass backwards. I think that's very cute. It's very cute. Last night on the... Talent Scout show, we had a wonderful guitar player come up and walk off with a thing. As a matter of fact, he didn't walk off with a thing. That was the closest thing I ever did see. On my little meter, we had 270s, 280s, and 182. And this kid got the 82. And can he play a git fiddle? I just want to say to our Remo that I'm not complaining, but this is what is being done. This lad's name is Dick Benedis. Dick Benedis. Dick, where do you come from?
I come from East Northport, Arthur.
East Northport?
Yes, that's out in Long Island.
Oh, yes, out in Long Island. How old are you?
21.
21, huh? XGI?
That's right.
Well, Army or Navy?
Army.
Where'd you learn to play that thing?
I studied from Bernardo de Pace.
Bernardo de Pace? Who's he?
He was a well-known mandolin virtuoso. In the days of vaudeville, and he's still very well-known. He used to be a pagliacci on the stage, and he was well-known by the name of Wizard of the Mandolin.
Oh, where the heck have I been? I never heard of him. That's what I get for living in Virginia, I guess. Well, anyway, what do you do for a living besides that?
Well, right now, Arthur, I'm working with the Irving Trust Company.
Irving Trust Company?
That's right.
This is a bank?
That's right.
What do you do in the bank? Don't tell me they have music in a bank now.
I play the typewriter.
Oh. You mean you write, I'm sorry to inform you that you're overdrawn this week. Irving Trust Company, what branch?
The foreign branch.
Where is that?
On the seventh floor.
All right, any of you girls interested in this lad, you meet him on the seventh floor. Okay, let's have that wonderful thing you did for us last night. Dick Benedis.
Thank you.
Hey. Oh, Dick, that's wonderful. You say you're 21, huh?
That's right, Arthur.
How old are you, Remo? incidentally, in the Downbeat magazine poll, Remo is second in the national voting this year. He's slipping. He's been first for 2 years, and this year he's slipping. He's only second, but the poll isn't finished yet. You better watch out. This lad doesn't walk away with it here. Well, by golly, boy, you sure... What in the world are you doing pushing a typewriter? Does that keep your fingers nimble or something for that thing?
Well, it sort of works together, I guess, Arthur.
Did you ever do this professionally?
Last night was my fifth appearance on the networks. I was on four times before on NBC and The Blue.
Now the Fitzgeralds will feel better. You know what happened on their program this morning? They had some guy over there they were interviewing, I don't know, and they said, how do you feel getting up so early? And he says, oh, I don't mind it, except that I got up too early to hear Godfrey this morning. And she says, shh. So now she's even with me. NBC, what is that? I forget what that is. NBC. I used to work for some outfit like that. I forgot what it was. Well, anyway, I'm very glad that you finally got on a network where somebody will hear you. And I'm awful glad you're going to be with us all week. Going to get another one up for us for tomorrow?
I certainly am, Arthur.
You're going to have a tough job topping that one, boy. That's a wonder. All right, thanks a whole lot.
Thank you.
Now, let's see, we got the... it's time for that commercial again. Wait a minute, before we do that, just so people will be in the mood to buy whatever they're going to sell here, Jack Carney tells me the most marvelous story. This fella's under the weather. He's walking down the street. He meets a man. He says, "Shay, would you give me the address of the nearest Alcoholics Anonymous clubhouse?" And the fella says to him, "Why, my good man, are you in trouble? Would you care to join?" He says, "Heck no, I want to resign." Archie Blyer and the boys. Say, I got a A book, a very interesting book I was looking through the other night. It's called Quiz Book of the Seven Arts. And the book contains hundreds of questions about movies, radios, books, music, theater art, the Doms, you know. In the radio section of the book, I finally came upon the question I personally was most interested in. What radio performers use or have used the prefix red in their names? I puffed up, you know, and I went back in the book and I looked. You know what it said? Skelton and Barber. What kind of a book is that? That's the way I started in this game, for heaven's sakes. 1928, I was billed as Red Godfrey, the warbling banjoist. Oh, brother. I was sponsored by a birdseed store, I was. I got $5 a program until they went broke. Let's see if we can do one today. How long ago was that, 18 years? Well, this is a little moth-eaten, but we'll try. If a buddy meet a buddy coming through the ride, if a buddy kiss a buddy, meet a buddy cry. Every laddie has his lassie, nay, say, hey, I. Yet all the lassies smile at me when coming through the ride. If a buddy meet a buddy, come and play the tune. If a buddy greet a buddy, need a buddy from. Every laddie has his lassie, nay, nay, say, hey, I. Yet all the lassies smile at me when coming through the ride. Among the train there is a swain, a dearly love myself. But what's her name or where's her hame? I dinna choose to tell. Every laddie has his lassie, name they say I. Yet all the lassies smile at me when coming, said coming, when coming through the ride. Which brings up a postcard that comes from Shelton, Connecticut. Dear Arthur, for the good Lord's sake, if you want Grandma's Minuet revived, you better let somebody else sing it. Your voice alone would scare away music publishers for a light year. A light year. Oh, brother, do you know how long a light year is? 365 times 24 hours a day times 60 minutes in an hour times 60 seconds in a minute times 186,000 miles a second. That's a light year. Says, incidentally, the song is delightful. Much luck in your revival. Signed, a victim of yours. Here's one from Bremerhaven, Germany. Hey, we're getting out places, boy. Look, it's a pretty postcard. Look at that. From Captain Ralph K. Ostrom. It says, who can read German? What's that say? Frohe Weihnachten or something? What's that say? Is that Merry Christmas? Is that Merry Christmas? How do you say it in German? Weihnachten? Weihnachten. It says, it was strange to be aboard the U.S. Army Transport Bridgeport at Banana Pier, Bremerhaven, Germany, and suddenly, with no warning, to hear your lovely voice booming in with all the little Godfreys and that marvel louse singing. The officers enjoyed your program, static interference and all. It probably helped. But it brought back pleasant memories and associations of Navy band programs. Come again, Arthur. Some of the fellas do get your shows, and they're enjoyable. Hope to meet you again in the near future. Auf Wiedersehen, Ralph K. Ostrom. Oh, I know this guy. He was a musician in the Navy band. When I used to do the Navy band shows on that network you mentioned a while ago. I won't mention it. Let's get a tune out of Frankie Saunders, shall we? Frankie Saunders. I went over to see your old habitat last night, Frankie, I did.
Yes, uh-huh.
Toots was there in all his glory. Way out to here, as usual, you know. He wanted to know how you were doing, and I said, fine, and he sends his best to you and all the gang at the bar.
That's very nice, where you
where you used to wiggle those martinis. What tune have you for us today?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Just Kathleen.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen, across the ocean wild and wide, to where your heart has ever been, since first you were my bonnie bride.
Thank you. Poor little Kathleen. She never gets any place. I've been taking her back for 100 years or something. Hey, I got a Christmas present on the desk. The business is picking up here. It says, dearest Artsy. Oh, no. No. I thought you'd rather have this than an electric train. Besides, I think you need this. More? Signed, Nancy. P.S. I'm only kidding. It's a lovely mop. What the heck is this thing? What do you mean a lovely... It was tied up with a very pretty pink ribbon, red ribbon. It's red in it. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been down to the blood bank lately to drain my eyes. I don't know. Oh, here. Oh, it's wild root cream oil. Well, you mean my hair is all messed up today, isn't it? I used it this morning, I did, too. Oh, thanks ever so much. That's very nice. I won't have to buy another one for a year. Let's get the mariners up here to sing a song for us. What tune have you got today, boys?
We have the Dartmouth Winter Song today.
Oh, nice, nice. Dartmouth Winter Song. It's a good day for it, too. Grand letter that says, "Dear Mr. Godfrey, I found a couple of jokes that I thought you might like. If you have a few seconds left on your program, maybe you can get in one of these jokes instead of making Archie stretch his music into a southern drawl." Let's see what the joke is. "Let me kiss the tears away, sweetheart," he begged tenderly. She fell into his arms, but the tears flowed on. "Can nothing stop them?" he said breathlessly. "No," she murmured. "It's hay fever, but go on with the treatment." "I think we'd rather stretch it, baby. Have a nice day. Be the good Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System."